You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's production of The Toy Box with Philip LeMarchand. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories.
Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back for another spine-tingling episode of Dread Time Stories. It's a special time of year, full of hope and mystery, when children lay snuggled in their beds, dreaming of toys, and people actually hope to hear someone sliding down their chimney. Tonight's very special episode is full of tradition, so gather the children around the fireplace and listen to our very special recitation of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." But be forewarned, tonight we tell the story our way.
Was the night before Christmas in my mausoleum. The ghosts were about, but only I could see 'em. There were chains on the gates and snares on the ground. Not good at Christmas to have zombies walking round. The corpses were snuggled and locked in their coffins, and they never complained. Well, at least not often. And I hunkered down inside my old crypt and resumed my vigil for the fat man's night trip. When from out in the graveyard there arose such a ruckus, I ran past the headstones with pants on my tuckus. The moonlight fell down in a softening glow, setting the headstones alight in the snow. Amid all the finery of the white wonderland, I spied a lone zombie chewing on a hand. Then beyond a few more around a down sleigh, I took up my pitchfork and leapt into the fray. The zombies were feasting on Santa's entrails and wiping their mouths on fluffy reindeer tails. I kicked them and beat them and sent them a scurry. I had to save Santa, double quick, in a hurry. But just as I cleared away all the rot, I found that my struggles had all been for naught. Santa, what was left, was a puddle of goo. The sleigh was demolished, the reindeer dead too. Poor children of the world, for they would not see any toys for Christmas, all because of me. I hadn't been quick enough. I'd slacked in my task. But I could set it right with one favor to ask. I lit a black candle and knelt in the snow, for the old ones like ritual like that, don't you know? I called to Cthulhu to beg him this favor. In my determination I never did waver. The earth it did shake, and the smoke gathered round when the tentacled old one came up from the ground. I asked him my favor. He squinted his eye. Then he shook his head slowly and said,
"Again?"
with a sigh.
"This happened last year, in case you don't remember. I usually like to see people dismembered."
But I begged him please, and he sighed,
"Very well. But that's now 5 million years you must spend in hell."
He waved his great arms, and blood did congeal. Wood did unsplinter, contusions did heal. The sleigh was intact, none the worse for wear. And the reindeer now lived, despite missing some hair. "And what of the fate of the jolly red elf?" said the old one.
"I'd planned on eating him myself."
But a deal was a deal he had to concede, and the soul of the fat man for this year was freed. The goo pulled together and began to reform as toys all around him began to swarm. In an instant he was as he was meant to be. He seemed back to normal from what I could see. Some pieces were missing, sure, that I'll admit, but we couldn't find everything the zombies had bit. but his nose like a button and his great giant belly both came back from, well, the puddle of jelly. He climbed in his sleigh and whipped the deer hard and flew with such speed from my lonely graveyard. And although I helped him, I still get cold rocks, for a zombie destroyed old St. Nick's voice box. He was almost perfect, the best I could do, considering he'd just been a puddle of goo. He flew through the sky and never looked back. Who would after such a zombie attack? But I did hear him call as he drove out of sight.
Having done the hell, I hear it!
That's St. Nick. What a joker. We'll see you next time for another thrilling episode. And from all of us here at Dread Time Stories and Dread Central, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a dreadful New Year.
Dread Time Stories is brought to you by Dread Central, for all your horror needs, by Rotten Cotton, where you're inside on the outside, by AmericanHorrorWriter.net, makers of fine horror available worldwide, and by S-Mart. Your holiday shopping is not complete without S-Mart. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. Good night, folks.